Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
And we're lucky enough to have in the studio Thea, kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, brother.
Good to have you up here. Thank you for coming up.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It's really nice to be sharing space with you because the last time, I mean, I've been in North America since Feb, so
true.
The last time that, you know, we had a cordial was, I don't know, at some Airbnb that I was
That's
in.
Right. I think I remember that.
Yeah. It was like all my favorite Māori songs or something.
Yeah, over Zoom. Yeah, yeah. Now, it's a really exciting day for you because you have a full album out today. It's called Girl in a Savage World.
Kia ora. It's my debut record.
Debut record. That's very, very special. It is a savage world out there, I would say. But what are you sort of talking about specifically in this album when you mean girl in a savage world?
Oh, kia ora. Well, the main reason for this title was that I wanted to flip the whole noble savage trope that has obviously been heaped upon my people, your people, every Indigenous people around the world, and the noble savage trope effectively erases our intelligence and the intricacies of our culture and our spirituality and reduces us to angry warriors. And through the record, I guess I explore, like, obviously the, you know, long lingering results of colonization upon my iwi Waikato, and, you know, the leadership of our kingitanga taking us out of our over 1.2 million acres of land confiscations and exile. But also the same messaging resonates very, very well and it's still relevant today under this bloody coalition government. So I guess the main thing I'm trying to say is perhaps it is the world that has, you know, turned into this greedy capitalism, you know, colonized, whitewashed society that is savage and not actually us.
True. Clicks. So earlier you had your single out, Bald Head,
yes.
Months ago now, and it was actually nominated for New Zealand AMA.
Oh my gosh, I know. I was so thrilled.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That, like, meant a lot. It was kind of, I was a bit flummoxed because I was like, this is pretty cool. Like, a song inspired by the egghead that's in charge of the country right now is nominated and acknowledged. Is very, I don't know, I just think that's quite cool and quite gutsy of everyone to acknowledge it. So I'm very grateful.
Totally. And I think it was quite fun. It was, I thought the event was almost like in a movie because, you know, you had the sort of politicians there like Chris Bishop and I think Paul Goldsmith was there as well. And, you know, there was that whole thing about them making comments when Stan Walker came out with the Toitū Tiriti flags and things like that. And Don McGlashan giving him a big telling off. I don't think you could get that was pretty funny, I must say. And then having your song out there, which is one of the nominees, Bald Head, it must have kind of felt surreal. In a way.
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously, like, watching from North America, and so I didn't get the full atmosphere. I wish I'd gotten that, like, electric, like, te roraga, te ratanga, atmosphere there, but it was really, really cool being able to see how much presence and place our people and our culture had. It was, like, in the middle of this toxicity from you know, the coalition, it's like, yes, we are taking our space in the music industry because, as you know, a lot of us are making music and here, and it just feels right. I'm really stoked. I'm so proud that Baldhead got her flowers that night amongst some other really, like, mana motuhake, Waiata Reo Māori. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're going to actually play us three songs off the album. And I'm just going to hand it over to you guys. The floor is yours.
Okay. Oh, kia ora everyone who's listening. I've got with me today, I'd like to acknowledge my beautiful wahine who are playing with me. I've got Marika on the acoustic guitar and later bass, and I've got Marcella on the electric guitar. And we're very, very blessed to be here, to be able to share these waiata. The first waiata is called Pray For Me. It's pretty obvious what it's about, religious trauma and grappling with my conservative Christian upbringing and realizing that despite what I had been indoctrinated to believe, that being a lesbian is like demonic and that, you know, I should just get used to a future life submitting to my husband and being in a heteronormative home, that there is absolutely nothing wrong with me, and being queer is to be inherently Indigenous and to be Māori. And so this is like sort of me making amends with that.
I was sold in the spring, I was a little child. A demon released, they wanted meek and mild. A misfit, this sickness, I wanna die. Resisted, you did this, eye for an eye. Don't pray for me, or put me under your spell. I'm just a girl living in the savage world, living in the savage world. I got a tattoo when I was 18. You thought that I was possessed, you tried to change me. Tie her up in the noose just to feel a little. Don't pray for me, or put me under your spell. I'm just a girl living in a savage world, living in a savage world. You can sink your teeth in, it's never gonna save me. Don't pray for me. Why they didn't want me, but I'm still your girl living in a savage
next song. Okay. Ko te waiata e whai ake nei, ko Baldhead. pretty obvious what this one is about, but I would like to acknowledge that in this record, if you listen to it, as well as like our traditional forms of composition, namely, you know, haka, motea, karanga, etc., I've made a very considered effort to try and intertwine tongikura, or prophetic sayings from within our kingitanga, and whakatauaki, or verbatim quotes from within my tribe. And so at the end of Bald Head is a verbatim quote from one of our esteemed leaders from within my iwi, Rewi Maniapoto, and you may know it. It is ka whawhai tonu mātou ake ake ake. This means we will continue to fight on forever and ever and ever. So, and so we shall. awesome. Okay, this is Bald Head. And you might not have heard this kind of interpretation before, but that's why it's really special and you hit it here first. Kia ora.
I cannot breathe, please step off of my chest. Loosen the noose tightening around my neck. I wish for freedom and to sing my song. We're prisoners on the very land we're from. Bald Head, your soul will fed on my destruction, fetishized.
Is my reverb off?
Yes.
Oh, chit. Good, good. The final song is called He Nenui Te Pō. And this is also the final single from the record that's also out today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For anyone who doesn't know, I'll just tell you a teeny tiny little bit about our remarkable goddess, Hine Nui Te Pō. So she is our eternal mother, if you will. She is the goddess of death and of Rarohinga, or the underworld. And I wrote this waiata after reading a really moving essay by famed gay Māori writer Witsi Hamaida, called The Redemption of Hine Nui Te Pō. And pretty much I feel like, I'm sure, you know, anyone listening will have had the same experience, where all of the narratives that were given about her, specifically like regarding Maui's attempt at gaining immortality by performing an act tantamount to rape upon Hine Nui Te Pō by trying to reverse the birthing process, enter through her vagina, carrying his pasu, aiming to cut out his heart to kill her, and exit through her mouth. You know, she's always been demonized and painted as this malevolent goddess of destruction and death, when, you know, she really is just this remarkable kaitiaki, or guardian, who tends to us when we pass on and is the mother of all of us. And that, you know, narrative always pits Maui as, you know, being a hero and her as being the villain. And so I really wanted to, you know, take the power back. And as she really inspires myself and a lot of other fellow rangatahi Māori and wahine Māori, and give her the mana and the flowers that she deserves. So this is Hine Nui Te Pō, and thanks again for listening to me, whānau, aroha nui kia koutou katoa. And this is me, Thea, with my beautiful band, Marika and Marcella, also a pōpō. I'm playing at Flying Out to like celebrate the release of my record in the like church steps, apparently, beside the record store at 2 p.m. So come along, and I've like also got a drummer and tracks. It's gonna be really fun. Okay, love yous.
Teeth between my thighs, carved from the flame of ancient times. I am the dark, I am the door, I am the silence after the war. My womb is not your story to twist, my name's a curse upon your lips. My legs are mountains you'll never shift. I am the judge, the pain and the pit. I do not rage, I do not plead. I caught the lie, I crushed the seed. The spell is won, the spirit sleeps. You call it death, I call it peace. La 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 la. I'll weave you in and call you mine. El wahine he whenua ma te ai te tangata, e kore ai we te pai, ko hine nui te pō ahau.
Wow, incredible. Thank you so much, Thea, for coming in. Some very, very great themes, especially about the one who shall not be named, Chris Luxon. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. And you've got a show coming up next year at Whammy Bar.
Thank you for the mihi. Yes. You're right. I actually forgot about that. Not about the show. About now. Thank you for that. Yes. Is it Feb 27? Yes, Feb 27. First show of the debut album release tour. And I'm really pumped about it. It's going to be very, very special. I have a beautiful mate that's going to open it and create like a beautiful womb space, Kōmako.
Cool.
She's like a taonga pūoro practitioner, and I'm going to be joined by my full band. And yeah, it's going to be really, really awesome. So come along, and you can get tickets now, like early birds on Under the Radar, I think.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Thea
and
band. We'll catch you guys in the new year.
Mauri ora.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.